Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There aren't many people who are as chronically online as me, Simon. It's a terrible addiction.
It's hard, isn't it, when you're that online, right, to pull the phone out of your hand.
I know. Yeah. But yeah. One of the things that I found whilst online I want to talk about today, because obviously I look at a lot of recipes, a lot of food content.
This is work.
Right? It's work. I'm working chronically working online. But I found a new way to do fried eggs. That is actually a legitimate thing.
Oh, see, it wasn't time wasting, you mean?
It was research. This is your 5-minute food fix.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
All right, I'm Yumi Steins. I'm with Simon Davis. And Simon, I have to share with you a new way to do eggs.
Yes, please.
Now, one of the first things we ever talked about here on this podcast was your way of frying eggs, which was while they're in the pan.
Yes.
Everything's hot and gooey in there. And you are using like a soup spoon to scoop up the fat.
Yes, the butter. So we did our fried eggs in melted butter.
Yeah.
And then to ladle that melted butter over the top of the egg, just to set the top.
Yeah. And I was like, absolute peasant, who would do such a thing?
Only Michelin-starred chefs, you me. Yes.
I know it's a fancy person thing, but to me, it just seemed to really corrupt the purity of the egg.
Oh,
like,
I see.
You're putting fat on a lovely, clean protein. It seems a bit rude.
Well, frankly. That's one way of thinking about it.
Anyway, so online there has been a ton of stupid stuff. Yeah. I saw the stupidest thing ever, which was a lady blending in a Pringles tube the entire packet of Pringles, adding eggs, adding meat, adding cheese, and then roasting the thing.
You're not making a very good case for being online at the moment, Yumi.
It was so dumb and yet so compelling, right?
Oh.
Yeah. Then she roasted the thing in a ring tin and then sliced it. It was so foul. But it was
trying to make me vomit.
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. You don't know. This is for the listener, not for you, Simon. But Simon is incredibly easy to trigger a gag reaction in.
Today, definitely.
And it seems to be a very working today, so I'm really sorry. This is not a gross recipe, though. This is a really good one. So back to that idea of frying eggs and the thing that you showed me, which was using butter.
Yes.
This is the same principle. The flavours that can be imbued in the egg from the butter, except this time we're using a nonstick pan and cream, so fresh cream.
Right.
So picture a fairly small pan.
Yes.
And then a layer of cream on the bottom. And then maybe like a pinch of salt sort of sprinkled over.
Yeah.
And then what you want to do is bring up the heat in the cream so that it almost splits. So then you're going to have a buttery remainder.
Yes.
And some of the liquid is going to evaporate off.
Okay.
Okay. So into that you crack a couple of eggs. You can't overcrowd it. So one or two eggs, right?
Yes.
And as you cook, more liquid comes off the cream. It gets more flavoursome under the egg and around the egg. Are you okay?
Oh, my God. I'm good. I'm good.
I don't want to make you feel sick. I'm really sick.
No. I'm good.
You're okay. Okay.
Yeah, I'm good.
And if you're worried about the top cooking, you can spoon the cream around. It won't be as hot as melted hot butter, obviously, but you can also put a lid on to steam it a little bit. I like to leave the lid off in this case because it gets all the liquid out of the cream as possible. So by the time the eggs are cooked, for reals, I've done this, for reals, Simon, you look so skeptical right now. There's hardly any liquid at the bottom of the pan.
Okay.
There's not much cream. So you scrape up that egg with a spatula.
Yeah.
It's cooked perfectly.
Yeah.
There's a salty unctuousness to its bottom.
Yeah.
that's
that would be all the sort of solidified cream, right?
Yeah. And okay. You've also added a pinch of salt to that.
Okay. No, I'm good. I'm okay. Good. I'm gonna try this.
Yeah, have a
yes.
Try.
Yes. Why not?
It might be. It might not be the thing that you do for the rest of your life. But it's certainly a yummy way to try a fried egg.
And we all need to try new things.
Right. I agree. This is your 5-minute food fix.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.